Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we do the last hadith under the chapter of a person beautifying his voice, beautifying his tune when reading the Quran Sharif. In other words, reading it in a beautiful tone, in a melodious tone, in a nice way. One thing, as we explained in the beginning, is a person when reading in a melodious tone, then he doesn't imitate any musical tone. Ideally, we should be reciting the Quran Sharif in the style of the Arabs. And not just any Arab, the Arabs in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that style that is coming down. So when one is reading it in a beautiful tone, but he shouldn't take a musical tone. The other is, when a person is reading, he tries to the best of his ability. Everyone won't be an expert. There will be few people that will be experts in the recitation of Quran Sharif, in the way and the style that they read. But everyone won't be an expert. But doesn't mean everyone can't try. We should all try to the best of our ability to read Quran Sharif in the best of voices, in the best of tunes, in the best of ways. And the other is that we learn in today's hadith that when we're listening to Quran Sharif also, what dedication we should be listening to Quran Sharif, what attention we should be giving this Quran Sharif, to what extent we should be listening to Quran and pondering over the meaning of the Quran Sharif. So one is, as we explained, is when Quran Sharif is being read, then people are speaking, talking. And this is against the adab of Quran Sharif. The right thing to do is, if we have to talk and speak, put the Quran Sharif off, and then we speak. Sometimes you'll find that the person is asked to read Quran, the Qirat is taking place in a hall, and there's so much of noise taking place, the ladies on one side are talking, men on the other side are talking, people are playing around. It's actually complete bay'adbi to Quran Sharif. Better not to read Quran Sharif in a situation like that, where you know people are not listening to Quran. So Quran should be listened to. When we're listening to Quran Sharif, that attention should be given, that devotion should be given. So today's hadith, which closes off this chapter, shows us that how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would listen to Quran Sharif. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qala lin nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam iqra' alayya al-Quran faqultu ya Rasulullah aqra'u alayka wa alayka unzil qala inni uhibbu an asma'ahu min ghayri faqra'tu alayhi suratan nisa حتى جئت إلى هذه الآية فكيف إذا جئنا من كل أمة بشهيد وجئنا بك على هؤلاء شهيدا قال حسبك الآن فالتفت إليه فإذا عيناه تذرفان متفق عليه. هذا عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said to me, recite the Quran to me. So who's the reporter of the hadith? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه. He is saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me that recite Quran Sharif to me. So naturally, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was perplexed. So he says, I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should I recite to you when Quran was revealed to you? In other words, Quran Sharif was revealed to you, but I must recite Quran to you. He was taken by surprise. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that I like to listen to it from someone other than myself. I like to listen to Quran Sharif from someone other than myself. So Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu said, I recited Surah Nisa to him until I reached this verse. How will it be when we will bring a witness from every nation and we will bring you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will bring you as a witness against them. In other words, every ummat, the Nabi of that ummat will be brought as a witness against his ummat. That he gave the message to them, but yet they didn't answer the message, they didn't follow. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is being told in this ayat, we will bring you as a witness against them. So now this is not a small thing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had intense love for the ummah. So the hadith goes on to say, the Nabi alayhi salam, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallam told me that it's sufficient for now. In other words, stop reading. It was enough. It wasn't just reading and reading for the enjoyment of the tune, but with the understanding of the meaning and the effect and how it affected the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said that it's sufficient for now. When I turned to him, he said, I turned to look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his eyes were flowing with tears. So ulama explained that this is a sign of the extreme love that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for this ummah. That when it came to a situation like that, when he understood what the day of Qiyamah, what it will be in Akhirat, the day of Qiyamah, what it will be like, how frightening, how scary it will be that day, and the weakness of his ummah, it caused him to tear. Other thing ulama explained is this compassion and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the fore. And the other is, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is told that you will be called as a witness. And a witness can't conceal anything. He's called there to witness, to give witness. At that time he can't conceal. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, thinking about his ummah, that I'm not able to conceal anything against my own ummah that caused him to tear. And there's hope, ulama explained that there's hope that this tears of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam will be a means of the forgiveness of his ummah. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam teared. So this is the kindness, the shafqat that Allah ta'ala had made Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam so concerned about his ummah. One is listening to Quran Sharif to enjoy it, that is there in its place. But together with that, we should take out some time and ponder that what is the Quran Sharif telling us. And that also, we don't just pick up any translation and read it. If it had to be read, read it with the tafsir. We get a full understanding of what the ayat of the Quran is saying to us. Anyway, Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. One other thing ulama explained is that there is great reward also for listening to Quran Sharif. One hadith, Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates, is narrated in Musnad Ahmad, this hadith, that whoever listens to one verse of the Quran, a double reward is written for him, and whoever recites one verse, it will be a light for him on the day of Qiyamah. So reading also is virtuous, listening to Quran Sharif is also virtuous, so long as it is done with the adab and the etiquettes of listening to Quran Sharif, it is done with the correct etiquette, then a person will get rewarded for it. As we explained before, we should be careful. Nowadays it's becoming a habit that the person just pulls out his phone and he reads the Quran Sharif from the phone. Whilst it may be permissible to read the Quran from the phone, but it's definitely not keeping the etiquette and the adab of the Quran. The Quran deserves to be exclusive. It's exclusive kitab given to us. So it deserves its exclusivity, that it only has Quran in there. We pick it up, we show respect to it, we put it high in the shelf. Cell phone, we don't do that. Sometimes we're using other app on it. Sometimes pictures come on it. Allah Ta'ala forgive us, protect us. Sometimes music comes on it. What comes on the phone? So it's used for multi purposes. It doesn't have that exclusivity which the Quran deserves. So therefore, that is not the platform for us to be reading Quran. If a person has got access to a Quran, a physical Quran, this is the most respectable thing that he can have. Is give that Quran that respect, cover it nicely, put it high up. He got the ability to kiss it. Who will ever kiss the cell phone? It's not something that we even think of. And therefore, we should keep this in consideration, the respect of the Quran. Abu Ustad Hazrat Mulana Harun Sahib used to give this example, that this lota, toilet jug, that can also be used to serve water on the table. There's nothing wrong if the thing is used, it's washed and put on the table to serve the water. But nobody does that. He doesn't use the lota. Why? Because that is used for something that is for a lower purpose for making istinja. So we don't use the toilet jug to serve water on the table, on the dasturkhan, because it's used for a lower purpose. So therefore we use something else that is used for a higher purpose. That water jug that is used for the table, we'll use it exclusively for the table, and that we won't use in the toilet. But he says similarly, Quran Sharif has exclusivity. We don't use another apparatus, we don't use something else that is used for a lower purpose to serve Quran, to show Quran and to make Quran readable to us. That we'll use it with the exclusive kitab that is therefore available for us. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of giving Quran its true respect, taking care of it, and making the point of reading it daily in our lives. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.